Our Father, we do bless thee for this privilege of being together in the sanctuary of our God. And as we've been reminded, it is no vain thing and it is not a light thing to come near to thee. We remember thy servants of old, dear Moses. Thou didst cause him to realize the greatness of thy glory as he came into thy presence. And so we repeat the words of dear David from our heart so many times when we come to pray, when he could say that I may behold the beauty of the Lord in the sanctuary. And thus we turn our eye to thee tonight with thanksgiving that we are thine. We thank thee for the precious blood of Christ shed at Calvary. We marvel at that love, and we realize that love is as unfathomable today as it was then, and it is unspeakable in its great purposes, and we thank thee for this. It is the reason that we are together here tonight and this weekend. We come as thy children. Thou knowest our hearts, every one of us. Thine eye is always upon us. It is so humbling to realize the attention of thy love and of the great purposes of thy will. And we do desire to enter into that blessing and the privilege and the holy honor of bearing thy name and seeking to do thy service. We do thank thee, Father, then for the privilege of coming together in this capacity to sit under thy word. As thy children, we need guidance, and as thy servants, we're looking for the movement of the Master's hand. We look to thee tonight, then, that who, as our brother opens thy holy word, it may be clothed by thy Spirit. He desires the same, we desire the same, and we trust that it will be a message for each one of our hearts tonight as we wait before thee. Thou art acquainted with every family here and the heartache and the grief as well as the burdens and the unknown. Lord, thou knowest how we are so bound by the clock we can't see the morrow, but we know that thou holdest the morrow just as securely as thou hast held today. And thus we turn our eye to thee tonight and pray that there will be blessing from thy word. And Father, we would desire again to make intercession for those who are in their sins, who will be amongst us. Some have been touched by thy Holy Spirit, and this causes us to realize the tremendous responsibility that is theirs to respond to God. Oh God, we pray there will be conviction of need wrought again in the hearts of those who are in their sins, and we may have the joy of hearing the cry of a newborn soul. We look for this as thy holy gospel with all its inherent power will be preached here in thy will. We look for this blessing now, thanking thee once again for bringing our beloved brethren and sisters along safely from many areas. We ask thy blessing upon every assembly that is represented here. May thy word indeed be a help, an edifying, stabilizing, encouraging, and restoring our hearts on this weekend, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.